Now, will you notice as he goes on here, and I must continue to move on because this is quite a wonderful passage of Scripture that we have. Now, he says in verse 14, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again," and I'd have you note that it doesn't say Jesus slept. Actually, it says he died. And oh, how accurate that is. There's three kinds of death, actually. There's physical death, the separation of the spiritual from the body, and that's what we call death today. Adam actually didn't die physically until 930 years after the fall. But there's spiritual death. Paul says to be carnally minded is death. What does he mean? It's to be separated from God. And that's what happened to man in the Garden of Eden. When man ate, God says, "The day that you eat, you'll die." And that means he'd be separated from God. And that happened because when God came into the garden, man, he ran. And God and man are separated, you see. And Adam did die the day he ate, a spiritual death. And the Lord Jesus Christ made that very clear, that we're dead. And Paul says we're dead in trespasses and sins. And in Ephesians 2:1, he says, "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins." There was a famous judge that went around over this country years ago giving a lecture on millions now living will never die. Well, I followed him, a famous Baptist preacher, and he gave a lecture, "Millions now living are already dead." And they sure were, spiritually dead. Then there's eternal death, and that's eternal separation from God. Now, will you notice, Paul then makes it very clear, "Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep or have fallen asleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord," this is very important, "that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord, we shall not go before them which are asleep." Now, Paul says, you've been worrying about those that died before the rapture's taken place? He says, well, I want you to know they'll have part in the rapture. Fact of the matter is, we that are alive are not going ahead of them. They're going to come first.